Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Sam Panionovich just strolled into our Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue from WGN Radio Sports. Sam, how are you?
I'm good. I actually thought you were kidding. I sat down. I woke up. I sleep in on Mondays because I'm off usually Mondays.
Yeah.
And you said, well, Trump says we're going to Mars. And I thought you were kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. He said
because
it
I wasn't
ago.
Listening. I was listening to my Christmas playlist on the way in. I wasn't listening to you, unfortunately.
Nice. What's on your Christmas playlist?
On the way in, as I parked, it was Christmas All Over Again by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Nice.
It shuffles, you know. It goes from song to song.
Yeah, we played from my Christmas shuffle last night or yesterday afternoon at our house.
When do you start?
I'm not crazy like some people are. Like Thanksgiving is a good day to start. I usually wait until I get a little into December. But we've had the Hallmark Channel on our house since August 13th. The Hallmark Channel Christmas movie. Yeah, whenever it is.
You
whenever
know, if you
they
want
start
to make America great again,
yeah,
you start by getting rid of the Hallmark Channel.
No, no.
Sorry, Grinch.
No. That's like a fireplace. We put the Hallmark Christmas movies on like a fireplace.
One of them ended last night. I yelled up, Sharon, did it work out okay in the movie?
Did the guy get the girl, Sharon?
Yes, and it started snowing right when they kissed.
By the way,
look at the background on those when they're snowing. Often you can see people in bathing suits on the beach behind them.
There's a band called 30 Seconds to Mars.
Nice.
I thought Trump might say 30 seconds. We'll get there in 30 seconds.
And now here's the band to take you out.
Where were I? Where was I? Sorry.
The Bears have now won two games in a row, Mr. Sports. How about them apples?
Is it two in a row? No, this is the first one they've won in six games.
Yeah. Oh,
they
no.
had lost five in
hold
a row.
Hold on, hold on. I'm getting my franchises mixed up. The Bulls have won two in a row.
Yes, yes.
The Bears have won one in a row.
They have won more than two, though.
Yeah, the Bears have won what now?
Bears are 4-9.
4-9.
They beat a Cincinnati Bengals team 33-7. The Bengals have clearly quit.
If we went out, can we be in the playoffs?
No.
Mathematically or otherwise, we
mathematically,
can't be...
we're donezo.
Yeah. And so then the question was, well, is this good or bad for the team? Because the better we are now, the worse our draft pick becomes. I'm of this school, like David Ha on the front page of the paper today, I'm of a school that everybody should go out and try and do their best every day, the coach and the players.
I don't think this was a bad loss because this team needed a win. This quarterback needed a win.
You don't think this was a bad win?
No, I don't think it was bad that they won. Some people I was arguing with yesterday, well, they shouldn't win because they need a higher draft pick. Look, it doesn't matter if you're picking fourth, fifth, or seventh. You have to be able to scout players no matter where you pick in the draft. And that's been the issue. I mean, the Kevin White pick has been awful. That was number seven. Leonard Floyd was nine. It's been boom bust. He's been good when he's on the field, but he's been hurt. Trubisky, it's only been, you know, a handful of games. But I think this Trubisky was number two.
He was the number two pick. Okay.
And they traded up to get the number two pick. Yeah. My thing is, this guy had lost five games in a row. And confidence is everything with a rookie quarterback. I mean, that's the most important position on your team is quarterback. And he needed a game like this. I thought he played really well. The numbers were awesome. I think it was something like 27 of 32. 25 of 32, 271 yards.
No interceptions.
One touchdown. He looked good. He commanded the offense. They were rolling him out, doing the bootlegs, the play actions. He looked like he was in command.
It looked like our offense play calling was more creative, too. Guys were moving around, and it just looked like, oh, there's a couple plays. I went, now that was cool. What was that? That was a very interesting set and then play that they would run.
You didn't turn the game off if you were watching.
Yeah.
In the last 6 weeks, I think I turned it off three or four times because receivers were dropping passes. The running game couldn't get going. The offensive linemen were holding on almost every play. I mean, it was just ugly and sloppy the last five games. But to go out and get a win like this in dominant fashion, granted, you beat the Bengals who have mailed it in and caved up. It's still a win for this quarterback, and that's what I'm going to take from it.
Your podcast is called Chicken Dinner.
Yes, sir.
And there you talk about sports and the line on sports. What was the line on this game?
I took the Bears plus six.
Six. So
and
we
they
were...
won by 26.
I know.
Right.
Whew.
They were supposed to lose by six.
So is that a more reflection on just how Cleveland mailed it in?
Cincinnati.
Whatever. They have a C.
Some obscure Ohio
City. It's an Ohio city with a C. I think I get points for that.
You do. Yeah, I mean, Cleveland, Cincinnati, they all suck.
Did Cleveland play yesterday?
Cleveland almost won. They are now 0-13. They lost to the Packers. And this is interesting because there's a quarterback by the name of Aaron Rodgers who will be cleared to play soon.
Nice.
And the Packers are only a game out of the wild card. And they keep winning without Aaron Rodgers. And he's been throwing at practice, and he's been zipping the ball around. He may come back sooner than people think.
What if the Bears win a lot of their games that remain, and Trubisky looks good, and John Fox doesn't screw up? Is there any scenario in which he gets to keep his job?
I hope not. I really hope not. They've got the Lions in Detroit. Then they play Cleveland on Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve, they'll play at Minnesota. They'll lose that game for sure because Minnesota's going to jockey for home field. Yeah, they lost yesterday, but still, they're really impressive.
The Vikings could be playing the Super Bowl at home. Amazing.
Well, did you see what happened to Philadelphia's quarterback, Carson Wentz?
He hurt his arm or something?
Torn ACL.
Yeah. So what does that mean to me and the price of tea in China? What's that got to do with anything?
It means that that's a really good thing for the Vikings.
Yeah.
That means the Vikings have a clear path to go play a Super Bowl at home.
Tell me a story, though, about a team that was terrible 1 year and the next year they were in the Super Bowl.
Tell you a story about a team that was terrible 1 year, the next year they were in the Super Bowl.
I don't have any team in mind. I'm just wondering, has that happened? That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly happened. I wouldn't say a lot, but I mean, in the NFL, turnaround happens really quickly. In fact, you know, I think in the NFC South, Carolina went from last place to the Super Bowl when they lost to Denver. The following year, Atlanta went from last in their division to the Super Bowl, and they should have won that Super Bowl. So it does happen. I mean, there are only a couple different things, you know, that a football team can change. You can change a coaching staff, you can get a new coordinator, you sign a star player, you draft the missing piece of the puzzle. I think it's easier in football than any other sport to make a couple different moves, and you can turn this thing around. The jump in football, you can go from a 5-win team to an 11-win team in one season.
No.
In basketball, not the case,
not
as you'll
happen.
Find out with the Bulls over the next 5 years.
Yeah, but the Bulls did win two games in a row. Let's just talk about that for a second.
They're 2-0 with the Serbian sniper, Mirotić.
Mirotić is back.
Imagine if they didn't punch him in the offseason.
Well, did you see the game that he came back? Was it the Knicks?
He played against Charlotte, and then he played really well against the Knicks.
He was awesome against New York. I was like, holy cow, I would have given this guy the rest of the season to kind of get his mojo back. Or, you know, I'd given him a couple of weeks. He looked really good in that game.
He did.
And he was not afraid to shoot the ball either.
Well, he's not a veteran because he hasn't been around 10 years, but on this team, he's a veteran. Yeah. Him and Robin Lopez are the guys that have been in the league, I think, the longest, because it's a bunch of young players that have been in the league 3 years or less. Bulls now 5-20, baby. They're right on pace for, 17, 18 wins.
That was your prediction at the beginning of the season. At this rate, you're going to be wrong.
Well, the over-under in Vegas was 21.
21.
21 was the win total, over-under.
We're right on that mark right now. By the way, you pick five games in a national pool.
I'm dead.
Every week.
I'm dead.
You picked the Bears, so you got that one right. How did you do on the five games against the spread this week?
I went 2-3. I had Carolina over Minnesota, but then I lost. I had the Steelers, and they didn't cover against the Ravens. I had the Redskins. They got blown out by the Chargers. The fifth game escapes me. All that matters is we're not winning $1 million.
Okay.
We'll move to next year. We'll hope that we go from last to first next year. How about that?
What's the matter with the Blackhawks?
It's a good question. Now, you know, there are two thoughts on that. Are you happy with them getting 4 points because they beat Buffalo and Arizona and they needed two wins in the worst of ways? Or are you perplexed because those two teams are the worst in their conferences and it took overtime to beat Buffalo and it took the third period to beat Arizona?
And the
right?
Buffalo game didn't, was that the one where we had a shorthanded goal too?
To tie, yeah. Tommy Wingles has been the hero in the third period.
Well, that's an improbable way to win a game against
the Could you pick Tommy
team.
Wingles out of a lineup?
I didn't know we had a player named Tommy Wingles.
He's from Wilmette.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
how
he's
about
a local
that?
Guy.
Hey, how did the quarterback from Army do from Chicago?
Bradshaw, he scored the game-winning touchdown 2 years in a row against
Navy.
Army beat Navy in a snowstorm.
That was fun to watch.
It was cool. But on the Blackhawks, their best players have to be their best players. I mean, Patrick Kane finally scored for the first time in five games. Richard Panik hasn't scored in 20 games. He was on the top line. Saad hasn't scored. Taves hasn't scored. Keith and Seabrook have been wishy-washy. Your best players in hockey, when you make that much money, they have to carry the bread, and they have it.
Are you interested in some of these trade deals or things I'm reading about in the paper about the Cubs signing some players?
Yeah, well, they wanted Shohei Ohtani, the Japanese all-star. He signed with the Angels. Then it was reported that...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. How do you say that guy's name?
Shohei Ohtani.
All right, everybody, Shohei Ohtani. I've seen it, and I know he's a thing, but I
wasn't... S-H-O-H-E-I, Shohei.
Shohei Ohtani.
O-T-A-N-I.
Stevie, you're writing that down. It's Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani. Repeat after me.
Shohei Ohtani.
Thank you, Violetta. Not that I'll be asking you to...
Who are you calling a Ohtani?
Sounds like a nice drink.
Steve was just having trouble with that the other day, and I wanted to make sure that he had a good read on that.
If there's one thing I have to do in sports, it's pronounce all these names.
Yeah, no kidding.
And if I can do it in hockey, I can do it in any sport.
Well, have the Cubs changed their team for better or worse appreciably so far?
They signed a couple guys. They signed Chatwood to start. He's going to be their fourth starter. They're looking at Alex Cobb, who will round out the rotation, I imagine, which means Arrieta, Lackey likely both gone. They didn't get Ohtani. They whiffed on him. They tried to get in the Stanton sweepstakes, but he was traded to New York. Now the rumor is, you know, as we did last offseason too, are they trading Schwarber? I wouldn't trade him. You see, he lost like 30 pounds. He's been trim. He's fit.
Really?
Now. Yeah, he looks
I would
like
advise against that. I don't know if that's a good idea for him.
He's never played a full season yet, and last year wasn't even a good year. He hit 30 home runs.
Is there any chance that we're going to get Bryce Harper?
I'd say 40-60, no. I think 60% chance you don't get him, 40% yes. That friendship with him and Chris Bryant is huge because they grew up together in Vegas, and they are really good friends. You're going to have to fork over $400, $500 million, though. Are you going to sign that check?
Oh, I am not. I am not.
Even
Bryce Harper?
Bryce, oh, yeah.
I would not. I would not. No, I would not.
That's how much it's going to cost. It's going to cost $400 or $500 million.
All right, let me just ask my friends here. Steve, would you give $400 or $500 million for Bryce Harper? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Violetta, yes or no? $400 million, Bryce Harper.
I'm not giving anyone $400 million.
That's where I am. But Kevin's in the sports office, getting ready to talk to Roe. I'm not sure he's listening right now. This is why I do not own a franchise of any professional caliber, because I am constitutionally opposed. Unless they said, "Hey, if you give this guy $500 million, he will cure cancer."
He won't.
But if he may be pretty good. Hey, that may no. I'm not giving. Are you kidding me? I worked hard to get $500 million. I'm not giving you $500 million.
That's how much it'll cost.
You're 27 years old. I'm not giving you $500 million.
Oh, let's not throw the number in there.
Would you do it for $300 million?
No, I'm saying his youth.
Yeah, but that does kind of bug me. I mean, I don't know why.
It's because you're older.
I know. That's so ageist, and it's a terrible thing to think and feel. But I'm not.
He's 25 and might be the best player in baseball.
Okay.
For what it's worth. So,
and you thought he was 27.
Well, I know. I just gave him 2 more years. So what are you going to do? Will you pay him that money?
I would not pay him, although they could afford it, because when the Cubs launch their TV network, it'll be worth billions.
All right, Sam. So you're going to pick 5 more games this week, and I will talk to you on our show on Saturday.
You got it.
And then we'll round things back up again on Monday.
Bok, bok, bok.
That's Chicken Dinner. That's the podcast you want to listen to for all things Sam Panionovich and sports.